so, man said, my Tamatila this week's Shabbos is called Shabbos Slichas. Because it's the Shabbos, my Chassidim, it's called Shabbos Slichas, because it's the Shabbos which brings into the Hana for the Slichas. So, the Leket Yosher, which is the Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshin, the most things that he quotes in his place for Leket Yosher is from the Trumas Hadeshin itself. So the Trumas Hadeshin says, Leket Yosher says, what's the meaning to do slichas on Yom Rishon of the week? You can do it in the middle of the week. There are different reasons. What's the reason? So Leket Yosher says, Ki am smechim on Shabbos, Machmas mitzvah ha-Torah she'em loindim l'Shabbos. Agam machmas oinig Shabbos, l'amrinin ein shechina shoyer l'machmas atzlis, l'machmas atzlis. Now it's a simcha shel mitzvah. Therefore, in order to come to tshuva, you have to have simcha. If you don't have simcha, then you can't do tshuva. The Mela would come out of Shabbos, and Shabbos is a yom shel simcha, it's mesameach us, the Mela, we're able to do tshuva. You say, katonu l'fanecha. If you're ba'atzmit, Hashem's l'fanecha, there's no shechina. But if you have in front of you the shechina, then you can do tshuva. A person who's ba'atzmit can't make a cheshbon and nefesh properly. He knocks himself. This person who's a simcha sees everything properly. He's able to do tshuva to run. And I mentioned last year that Rav Lev said that what's the pshat that we sing a shamnu begadnu? What's that we sing a shamnu begadnu? I'm shamnu begadnu. So he said, what's the pshat people sing when they take a shower? So as you're getting clean, you're happy. Same thing, when a person's doing tshuva, he's besimcha, he's cleaning himself, making himself clean from chet. Only a child, when you take a child full of shmutz and you clean him, he screams, he doesn't enjoy it, he starts crying because he doesn't understand what's going on. So, same thing, the simcha of tshuva itself, it makes us want to sing. So the Leket Yosher says on the pasuk, Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim. So the Leket Yosher explains what Nitzavim Hayoyim. So Nitzavim is Lashon Mishpat. Elokim Nitzav Vadas Tel. Hashem Nitzav Alav. Lashon Nitzavim is Lashon Mishpat. So Reb Ruchem says that we look at Mishpat as confronting injustice. Too much. Too stark. What's that? It has to be such a dictum. And he says that because we don't understand what Mishpat is. And just like Kadosh Baruch Hu has a midah of a rachum, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has a midah of a shofet. And just like you can say Kadosh Baruch Hu should be a merakeh, so it doesn't make sense to say Kadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't be a give mishpat. He says the whole bria, Shach is also, Shach says that if there be no mishpat outside the street, there would be anarchy. People would be stealing, no traffic laws, there would be chasom, tremendous amounts of accidents. There would be genevis. I remember when I was younger, there was rioting from Schwarzes, right, where I grew up. And they had pictures on the paper of Schwarzes carrying out couches in little streets and stores. When there's no mishpat, then there's nothing. There's anarchy. The Mishnah says that a din, a shoshet varim oil, or I mean a din, ba'emes ha'sholim. Because Rishach says din, what brings emes. When you have din, it brings an emes. It brings people fighting, din brings sholim. And it's a mukhruch in the Bria. The Rambam says, if you see a cat crossing the street, running down the street, he's doing a couple of, he's not just doing nothing, he's doing it for a reason. Either he's looking for a mate, or he's looking for food, or he's going to his children, his kitten. Nobody, nothing in this world, an animal does not do anything without a reason. It wants to go to sleep, wants to go for shelter, has a siva. So if you see a Bria, he spoke about the wonderful Bria Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. He just made it for nothing. He made it just to just enjoy, unlimited enjoyment, and nothing, not to give back anything. A kochach, if there's a Bria, then the one who made it has a purpose. And if he hadn't made a purpose, then you have to do the purpose. And the purpose, a kochach, is the Torah. Like an animal does something for a purpose, so Hashem didn't stop making the world, like the Goyim saying, and left. He did it for a purpose. And the Mela, that's what Chayiv Mishpat. Mishpat, are you living for the purpose of why he created this world or not? Even music or operation, right? That people don't understand. Zikta kadin. So you say the surgeon is a very good surgeon, but he's always off a couple of millimeters. He stitches that little, a couple of millimeters off. You take him a mile, a couple of millimeters off. You take him a mile. With doctor. right? Music. Someone has a like enjoys music. He sees his violin. It's a little bit off. It's horrible. He doesn't. The person has a tune sense. It's a dictum. Everything's that way. Shabbos is that way. 1 second before Shabbos, it ends. Tefillah. Second afterwards, nothing. 1 second before Kriyishma, you're not yotzei. Afterwards, you are yotzei. The whole Kriya is made with dicta kadin. And therefore, if you understand that the whole Kriya has to exist that way, then you understand how important Mishpat is. Mishpat is, as Rukham says, to get rid of the Ra, because we want Kulei Toy. But it's more than that. The Medrash in Shoftim, in Mishpatim, I remember, it's Pash Shoftim, yeah, Shoftim. Pash Shoftim, Moshel, Udoim Lamelach, Soile, Bonin, Harvey. He has a lot of children. Boy, Beth Akotin, Yosef Akulam. Yes, one children he has is Ben Yachid, Ben Zakain, he has a certain child he loves. Boy, like Pardus Echot. Boy, Oyev, Yosef Akul. And this Pardus he has loved more than any other of his possessions. The Melch had a tremendous amount of possessions, but this Pardus he loved. So, what did he do? Nice and neat, the Pardus and the Oyev, the Kul is Mashi, actually. The Bnei Akotin, and the Oyev, the Kul Banai. Tach Amir Kadosh Baruch Hu. We call Omai Shabarati Amy Oyev Elo Yisrael. Shememar Nai Yisrael Oyevoy. Shem loves Paisa more than anybody else. Any other nation. We call Ma Shabarati Ani Oyev Elo Hadin. Shememar Kani Hashem Oyev Mishpat. Noisim Et Ma Shahavti Le'am Shani Oyev. Havi Shoftim V'Shoftim. We see something more than that. It's Mokach in the Bria. Meroy Avoster because Baruch Hu, he gave us din. Hard Musaf to digest. We don't look at it that way. But Satan measures, Hashem loves us, he gives us din. What's the pshat? What's the pshat that because of the Avo because Baruch Hu? The Matthew has a muscle that a person comes home, comes to something, mom is dying for thirst, he needs a drink. And not make him late, and there's a cup of bleach there, and he starts to take it and starts to drink it, and the person sees that, poison, don't drink it! He's not paying attention. You just take it, you throw something, you jump at him, knock him to the floor, and he goes, what happened? Oh, my oil boy, you saved my life! That's Ava! A Kosh Baruch Hu put this in this world to come, to kasher ourselves with the Kosh Baruch Hu. To be with the Kosh Baruch Hu. Mishpat says, you're going the wrong way. You're headed to Gehenim. You're headed to Elam Hazeh. You save yourself. Kosh Baruch Hu, by the Mishpat, is awakening us that the Zoycha to Nitzchi. We have a Brit. This week's parasha says, the Avach of the Brit. We have a Brit of the Kosh Baruch Hu. And a person does a chet, even a little chet, he's being separated the yachad with the Kosh Baruch Hu, which is nitzchi istika chasarin. Mishpat is saying to us, to remind us that we're here to have a bris with the Kosh Baruch Hu, nitzchi. Time is amazing. Without a mishpat, we'll forget what we're doing here. The Ayol Mazeh is Moshe. A bacha once asked me, the day before Yom Kippur, he asked me, can he do tshuva on a veira that he's planning to do after Yom Kippur? That was the shayla. So I didn't know what to answer because I never heard a shayla in my life before. That was the shayla. So what should he do? He's a tinnish lishra ben a charedim. He doesn't understand. He thinks what he wants to do. He wants to enjoy life. He wants to enjoy life. Only problem is there's something that's in his way of enjoying life called the veira elam. And he thinks that if I do tshuva, like I pay him off for a year, he'll let me do what I feel like. So he's missing the boat on what tshuva is. That's not tshuva. Tshuva doesn't mean that, okay, I'm good, let me do what I want. Tshuva means that I'm coming back to Kosh Baruch Hu, to bris, to have a kesher along with the Kosh Baruch Hu. To have a kesher with the Kosh Baruch Hu for nitzchiyah. That's what tshuva is. He's somewhat better than other people, that he at least asked the shayla. Some of his chaverim that were doing with him probably didn't ask the shayla. But the nekuda is, the tshuva has to be that I want to be miskash with the Kosh Baruch Hu. The Bari says, the pasuk says, that this week's parsha, pasuk Chavtes Sittes. Le'yavah Hashem Mislayakot. Hashem will not forgive you. So Raya asks, what's the pshat? Hashem not going to forgive you. It's not going to be Salayah. Did you tshuva? Or didn't do tshuva? If you did do tshuva, Pashit, Hashem not going to be Salayah. And if you did do tshuva, so why is Hashem not being Salayah? Because the tshuva is done. Yeah, I'm doing tshuva. Forgive me, I should have done it. But I want to live the way I want to live. It's lacking the Yir Shemayim. The lacking the tachlis of the tshuva is to be mekash with the Kosh Baruch Hu. That's the tachlis. The din shows how chashuv something is. A mashal, if a person has a junky car, he doesn't care if it gets scratched. He doesn't care how he parks. He doesn't take care of it because it's junky. A truck. He doesn't care. A cement truck. You ever see the person polish a cement truck? He doesn't. A person has a fancy car, a Lexus. When he makes sure it has enough room to park in and out, and every Sunday the Gansa, Zinnig Derech Eretz, to clean it. What's the pshat? Because it's chashuv, you're medakdek. Goyim have only 7 mitzvahs. We have tayyib mitzvahs, mitzvahs, and derabanan, because the mount shows, dikduk shows chashivus. We have a dik, the kashuv is medakdek with us, because that shows how important we are yachas to Kosh Baruch Hu. Hashem doesn't want to have a yachas with goyim. A dump truck. You use it, that's it. Kosh Baruch Hu wants to have a special yachas with us. And therefore, every single part of the day, in the morning, how he dresses, how he daven, how he eats, and how he sleeps, and how he talks, everything has to be the dikduk, because we can have a kesher chazak with Kosh Baruch Hu. That is the tachlis of tshuva. A bacher says, lo yaleinu, it's such a matzav, but a bacher says, didn't tell me, we told another young man. Today, it's not kedai to go off the derech. Because you can do everything on the derech. And just not get into trouble. Because he's a shell. He's a shell of what the tachas of the yidis. He's a tenuch and ishva. We have to teach them what the tachas is. We have to show that the tachas is to be makasha with the Kosh Baruch Hu, and have a bris with the Kosh Baruch Hu, and to be with the manuskia. But that's them. There's a sphere over here. We just said that Mishpat is Mukhrach, and the Mishnah in Shkolim says, Kol Aymer, Kosh Baruch Hu, Vatrin, Yivatr Ba'oyim. That the Kosh Baruch Hu is not Mevatr. So the Kosh Baruch Hu is not Mevatr. Yes, we see it in Tehillim. Tehillim, Kuf Mem Gimel, Bey. Al Togoy Be Mishpat, Es Avdecha, Kol Yitzak, Bevenecha, Kol Chai. Kosh Baruch Hu says, don't give Mishpat. Mishpat is Mukhrach. Yeah, we say Murach on Monday and Thursday. Loi Kavu Yisrael Tigma Aleinu. Yidanu Tichatonu. Shimcha Yamu Ibadenu. Al Taz Kiroi Aleinu. Ki Davkein Davkecha Oise Chesed Chino Mechol Dor Vedor. We're asking Mamash for Vita. Sorry, it looks like Vita. On one hand, we have to have Mishpat. And second, we see over here that the Kosh Baruch Hu is saying, we're asking Kosh Baruch Hu not for Mishpat. What's the pshat? Besides the Shvaya, you can say the Pshat based on a very early Shai Tshuva in Shai Tshuva Aleph Yud Gimel. Talk about the Midah of the Tshuva of Yogoy, worrying that you didn't do enough Tshuva. So the very early says, Yatzer Haruach, when he's Mitzar, they did an Aveiro, so it's coming Mitoya Har Nefesh. It's a simin that you are a tohar. Ve'echol ochon va'arachim on nefesh akara shalim yufonai. U'mishama tani yusisi. When a person has yogin, what do they do to Kosh Baruch Hu? So it's coming from the neshama. It means the neshama is miskarab to Kosh Baruch Hu. Al-kei yegel ha'ovon kefir shetichba ha'avon del anachalav. The more a person does tshuva, the more a person worries that he did an aveira, the more Hashem says, I'm going to be meikel to you. Comes the eighth Torah and the Shema, Nisata Bezei Yoshim Vashatei Ratza Beroi Yisturei Agof Machava. Through worrying that you didn't do enough tshuva for Kosh Baruch Hu, you can circumvent Yisur. Eighth, the person wants to not be Yisur of all they knew. He worries, maybe I didn't do enough tshuva. And how mashal is that? What's the mashal? Kamelech Yachmal Al-Chanichov. You lead the Ibeisa Kroven alone. We have Torah Nefesh. And you're Makan to Kosh Baruch Hu. You're a Ben Bais. The Yidin Hem Chanina Yoyzim Echem Losa El Asaikim. A Melech Yid Chanina to Bnei Bais. When you come a ben bayis because baruch hu, then you have chemla, then you have chanina. Tshuva, the win of mishpat is so predictable. The win is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving an einish, and the kari is that we cannot be oimid on mishpat as machniya ourselves. We are machniya lefnei Hashem. When we're machniya lefnei Hashem, what does that cause? It causes me to dovek in Hashem. Hashem, we cannot do it. Please help us. We are not capable. You are the one who can help us. And that's the pshat in the Gemara. It says, in Sukkot and Beis on the Beis, Yitzor Hashem Adam, Nisgaba Lom, Chol Yoim, Uvagish Lav Yitzor. The Mali Kosh Baruch Hu Ozu Noi, Eni Yochalai. We don't stand a chance. We're doomed to Chet. It says the Kosh, Ein Tzadik, Vahar Shal Yechta. So how can it be? We have a Mishpat, we're stuck to make the Chodek. Is that Yashmas? The Pshat is, Hashem wants us to be a Chnia himself, Chachno, meaning, to be Vatal, our Retzayis, and become Echad with the Kosh Baruch Hu. As the Rambam Perish Mishnayis, in Rosh Hashanah, Mamed Beis on Beis. He says, why don't you say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? He says, Yimei Avoida, Vachna, and he says, Nigira Mimenu, Umivrach, Mimenu. He run away from Akash Baruch Hu, because the Pachar did. Where did he run to? Umanus Eimo, he runs to Hashem. The Akara is that we can. And the Akara is that only you, Akash Baruch Hu, can help us. If Hashem only can help us, then we're safe. That is the Hatzalah. Hashem, Ari Vinishi, the Vinishi Yiro. Rosh Hashanah, the name R. Vinishi Yiro. Because we're with Hashem. We're with Hashem. That is the Tachas. So, Mish Tachas at Mishma is to bring out the Nakuda, the Dabba Kosh Baruch Hu. And if we're Machmina of Hashem, you reach the Tachas of Mishma. And therefore, we can say, don't give us Mishma. That's not Vitor. Vitor is, yeah, I'm good. Don't bother me. Hashem forgives. No. Hashem doesn't forgive. But I'm begging Hashem for Rachmanis. And then we come Echad with the Kosh Baruch Hu. The meaning why we have 4 days of Tzlichus is check the movement of a carbon, which means that it's a carbon. A carbon means to give yourself up. Hakrava, give yourself up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Iker, check the movement. So we have to be mocked to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if we realize that the Tachas is the timing of Mitzvah, like Hashem wants from us, it's easy to be mocked. We have the goal in front of us. If it's set in front of us, then it's easy to be mocked. Sell the for an athlete. He wants to become the biggest, best runner in the world. So he has a goal. So he has to eat certain foods, he has to do certain things. And he's just saying, practicing job when he comes through base as well. So you see, so repeats on Michal's bakery, Zoyal's Misada, all different things he wants to eat. But he has to miss Gabra. He has to miss Gabra on his taifa. Why? Because his goal. Because he wants to become the best athlete. He can't eat that, do this, and that. We have a goal in front of us, what we want to reach. That is easy to remember. What should we remember? One person is not looking at his telephone during davening. One person not signing language in the shach with all different signs, right? Mil shachris. One person is learning ian, not shitskis. The other person is chazara. A carbon doesn't have to be a big cow, right? A carbon ois, a carbon mincha. It can be a little bit. It has to be some type of a krova. That is the tachas of being a carb to those broken. As we say in Slichas, Kedalim u'Kharoshim, the fact of Lasecha. That's yet to come. Machni ourselves to Kosh Baruch Hu, that we want to be back. Kosh Baruch Hu say, oh, Mazalah, where were you the past 13 months? What do you say? Where was the past 13 months? That's Teresh Bei Tshuva. Now, Tata, let me come home again. The fact of Lasecha, open up. And let me come back.